tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this terrific Tuesday, January 20th, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you being part of the Patriot Voice Radio Network, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, on this absolutely fantastic day. If you have any comments or text messages into the show, 231-360-5140. Greatly appreciate it. Also, if you're a new listener, you haven't texted me before, please send me a text. Let me know your first name and the city that you're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. Also, we still have a few rear window stickers for the radio station. If you haven't put one on your vehicle yet, please send me a text message, your name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you can put them on. Very simply, all you have to do is use a soft cloth and some Windex, clear off the back left corner of your rear window, and put the sticker on there for us, and drive around as a mobile billboard. Let everybody know that you listen to 97.7 FM and greatly appreciate you getting the word out for us. By people seeing the rear window stickers, maybe they'll tune in, check out the show, check out the music, and become a regular listener. We'd greatly appreciate if you do that for us. Again, text me 231-360-5140, your name, your mailing address, and how many vehicles you need stickers for, and we'll mail them out to you. Got a story pulled up about abuse that's happening in Michigan's nursing homes. Neglect is very common, and it appears no one is coming to help. This story brought to us by Bridge, Michigan. Nearly every single nursing home in the state of Michigan was cited for failing to protect the health and safety of their residents over a four-year period, based on the review by Bridge, Michigan. One of the people in this study was contacted because her father died after being in a nursing home and experiencing a series of falls back in 2023. Same nursing home, same type of accident, a fall that ended up ultimately causing him to die. Multiple policy decisions or inaction have failed to protect these nursing home residents. While other states have passed laws and new policies to better protect their residents, Michigan is at a standstill. Why is that? Well, nobody's sure. You would think that this would be a bipartisan, not a Republican or Democrat thing, but something that Lansing could agree on. Lorena Brown gasped for air on September 12, 2022, while turning blue at the SKLD Muskegon Nursing Home. Her roommate called for help from a nurse, and the response was, "Mind your own business." Using a washcloth, the roommate scooped vomit from the 60-year-old's mouth, begging again for help. According to an inspection report based on interviews with Brown's roommates and the staffers, nobody came, and ultimately Brown died, according again to the inspection report and other public documents. We're going to continue the story on the other side. Short break, a word from responses. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, continuing on with this story about deaths occurring in nursing homes. This woman, Brown, who died, was a former foster parent and a cosmetologist. She was one of nearly four dozen residents to die of suspected neglect or abuse at one of Michigan's nursing homes in the last 4 years. According to Bridge Michigan's review of more than 3,100 state and federal inspection records and court documents, four dozen people in 4 years. Basically, we have one person a month die in nursing homes here in the state of Michigan. Well, here's the thing. Michigan sits on $35 million in a special fund that could improve nursing homes. And it's largely unused. Nursing homes pay penalties when they fail health and safety inspections. Funds are available to improve the care. However, the fund has doubled since 2017 to now more than $35 million. The problem is grants are limited to just $6,000 a year, and some argue that the paperwork required isn't even worth the time. Michigan is sitting on $35.4 million designed to improve the quality of life in our state's nursing homes, even as poor conditions persist in some facilities. The Civil Money Penalty Reinvestment Program has doubled in just 7 years. Now it's up to $35.4 million from $17 million at the end of 2017. It is so big and the federal red tape is so tight that the fund appears poised to simply grow virtually without ever being spent. We got a problem, folks. You think? Well, Melissa Samuel, she represents the Healthcare Association of Michigan, says it grows because we're not using it as we should. The red tape, the paperwork, makes it almost impossible for anybody to get the money. Also, with only $6,000 as a cap, some nursing homes are saying it's not even worth it. So we've got a fund that's growing. The money's sitting there, but nobody can use it or nobody wants to bother using it. Well, one of the ways that they have explored that could absolutely help is, number one, hire more staff, provide training, install cameras, and five other ways that nursing homes in Michigan could be fixed. Other states have done more to better protect nursing home residents. Some of the ideas that they did was pass a minimum number of staff and also force more financial transparency. But here in the state of Michigan, our lawmakers seem to be at a standstill. If Michigan was to hold nursing homes more accountable for the care they provide, the first step might be looking at what they've done in other states. Reforms have passed in various levels from New Jersey to New York to California and even Minnesota. Katie Squires, Associate State Director of Advocacy for the AARP in New Jersey, said their state has undertaken several reforms. And while none have proved to be perfect or easy to implement, we are moving in the right direction in New Jersey. Well, again, going after inspection reports and looking at even citations in hundreds of nursing homes over 5 years show that we have actually had cases filed 6,315. Charging abuse, neglect, exploitation, quality of life, and quality of care. Cases even including mold, gnats, stale odors of human waste, filth, rodents, flies, boredom, and complete isolation. Some of these people sitting in their rooms all by themselves 24 hours a day, where meals are brought in and then left, not even checking in to see if they actually ate the food or not until the food is picked up later in the day. This is insanity, people. And all at the same time, when aging in Michigan is gotten larger and larger every single year. As Michiganders live longer, definitely have a problem here in the state of Michigan. One of the things that we're looking at here is how this, basically, this situation is only going to continue unless Lansing does something to fix it. If laws need to be changed, if the way the grant money can be used, if the paperwork is lightened, this is all something that needs to be done. Now, one of the things that they do offer in this story is some tips on choosing a nursing home. Finding the right nursing home can be very daunting. However, there's few guarantees. The worst homes can have good staff. However, poor care can happen no matter what the conditions are. Too often there's a little choice in nursing home care. Most of the time this happens after an unexpected hospitalization. Decisions sometimes need to be made in hours. Allison Herschel, Program Director and Managing Attorney of the Michigan Elder Justice Initiative, decades-long advocate for nursing home residents, says that things can go wrong even in the best nursing homes. And even problem nursing homes who have chronic understaffing, quality issues, even if they have a compassionate, good staff. Well, first of all, step number one, do some research online. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services offers a website, Nursing Home Compare. It's an online tool to help consumers find and compare nursing homes in their areas. It offers consumers a look at health and safety inspection reports, measures quality and staffing. And it even allows you to see if a facility has been cited for abuse or whether it's paid any penalties when it fails to meet most standards. It's a far from perfect system, and a lot of the data is self-reported. Moreover, citations are often based on inspections that happen just once a year or after a complaint has been filed. Inspection reports are visible to the public, but they only stay on the website for 3 years. Additionally, it can contain outdated information. Perhaps staffing has increased, but the website doesn't list it. Another source is Nursing Home Inspect. This is put out by a news outlet called ProPublica. also a national nonprofit long-term care community coalition, offers state-by-state data. You can find them at nursinghome411.org. Step number two, drop by. Once you've narrowed your search, it's important to go and visit these nursing homes. Consumer advocates recommend going in unannounced. Nothing beats going into a facility, especially after hours, said Cindy Iverson, long-term care ombudsman for Muskegon, Oceana, and Ottawa counties. If they say you can't visit after hours, that should be an automatic red flag. Why don't they want you there after hours? What are they doing when management isn't around? Are they short-staffed? Notice the dining room. Is everyone eating together? Is there plenty enough staff helping folks? For example, if there's 100 people in the facility and there's only 10 in the dining room, perhaps that's a problem. We want people to eat together and be social. Third step, speak up. If it's you or a loved one that is a resident and you're experiencing problems, you need to report it. There is a Washington-based advocacy group in Washington, D.C. called Justice in Aging. There is a way that you can actually file a complaint online. Additionally, if you need help and you have no place to turn to, you can call a 800 number that is absolutely free that will put you in touch with someone in your county. That phone number is 866-485-9393. If you know somebody who's having issues with a nursing home, have them call that number. Again, 866-485-9393. Any serious complaints can be reported at a 800 number for complaints only. That number is 800-882-6006. Serious complaints may be classified as immediate jeopardy or someone who's in a situation potentially fearing for their lives due to abuse or neglect. So this information is out there. All you have to do is search for it. Michigan Bureau of Survey and Certification is also another place that you can search online. Very interesting story. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.